This is Angelo. I'm 17 years old and live in Beachview.
I'm Janyla and I'm 12 years old and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Anna. I'm 17 years old and I live in Murrysville.
This is Rocco. I'm 13 years old and live in Southside. And this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
We are so glad you're joining us for the Kidsburg Podcast. This is now the fourth in our series of episodes for kids, parents, grandparents, and caregivers. I'm Melissa Rayworth, Kidsburg's editor.
And I'm Yuling Chang, director of Kidsburg. Our Kidsburg partner, Christine Sorensen, is here too. She's also an anchor at KDKA-TV.
And for anyone who doesn't know, kidsburg.org is a website based in Pittsburgh with resources on the places, people, and ideas to help you raise your kids. So what I love about Kidsburg is I use everything on the site for what's happening in the area and also what I need to know as a parent of three kids myself who are now ages 13 up to 19.
We have so many ideas and so much great info for parents raising kids of all ages.
And for my kids who are 10 and 12, my girls love to explore, so we love going to new places based on Kidsburg's suggestions.
Well, and we have wonderful suggestions just like that today. We have so much to tell you. In every episode, we always share a Pittsburgh gem. This is a hidden gem, something that sparkles when you discover it, but you might not see it unless somebody points it out. So we are here to do that for you.
Yeah, today we're going to take you to the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. And we also are going to talk with an inspiring person in each episode about how they're using their life for good. Today, it is Pittsburgh Steeler Cam Hayward, the NFL Man of the Year for his charitable work.
And as parents, there are always things we want kids to explain to us. So we spill the tea with teens when they answer our questions. And today, they tell us what it is they like about YouTube and TikTok.
So you might not expect a Pittsburgh gem to be located on land that was once actively mined for coal and was deemed hazardous. But this is one of the most unbelievable turnaround stories you can imagine. The Pittsburgh Botanic Garden is on land that was just like I just described, but it is now a beautiful green space open to the public.
This is one of my favorite places to go, and I can't decide which season is the best. Is it winter when they fill the gardens with these incredible lights? And I'm not talking about the lights that you typically see around the holidays. This is like works of art. I mean, you literally feel like you've stepped in this magical world. It's incredible. Or in spring when the flowers and trees are blooming and the dogwoods have their colorful blooms. Or is it in the summer when everything's bright and popping and smells so good? Or is it in the fall when we have these rich, gorgeous leaves? I can't even decide which one's my favorite. Each one is so great. But what's so cool is you can go and walk around a couple miles of trails that are very easily marked. You can't get lost. There's a beautiful Japanese garden area with a pond, water lilies. You feel like you stepped into, again, another world. Each area is very different. And then they also have a lot of great programming specifically for kids and families. They have the Young Artists in the Garden that goes from May through the end of September. They have summertime in the garden for kids ages 4 to 12. And even for the little ones, they have a program called Seedlings for ages 3 to 6. So there's just so many ways to take advantage of what they have there.
Yeah, I have really been impressed. In a lot of our event stories, we'll mention things like the Seedlings get-togethers and the way that they've creatively worked in. Sometimes it's a storybook that the kids are dealing with that has something in it that involves plants or leaves or flowers. And the way that they've brought educational stuff in with all of this gorgeous surroundings is pretty cool.
We love going there, and there's always such fun surprises for kids. So you may be on this nature walk, and you might come across little fairy houses. And for my girls, when they were younger, they were like, oh, there are real fairies here, and look at their homes. And we looked at all of them. You might walk a little further, and you'll see an enormous bird's nest, and they'll like to crawl into it pretending they're tiny little birds, right?
Oh my gosh.
And the pond that you mentioned, what my kids love most about that is there was a couple stepping stones on the edge of the pond, but still kind of across the pond. And it makes you feel like you're really out in nature jumping across the pond.
And yet this is really accessible to people in the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's kind of halfway between the airport and downtown Pittsburgh.
Wow.
So check it out.
So you will find the Pittsburgh Botanic Garden in many of our guides to events and things to do at kidsburg.org. And we also have a link to their website at kidsburg.org/podcast.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Pittsburgh loves its Steelers football team, and one of the most beloved players on the team is Cam Hayward. We got to talk with him as he inspires so many people.
Cam Hayward is huge in the Pittsburgh community. Yes, he's physically huge, but it's his huge impact with community service and leadership that makes him so impactful. Cam has played for the Steelers since 2011 and just won the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, the NFL's highest award for community service. He grew up right here in Pittsburgh and gives back in so many ways, including his projects with Suiting Up for Success, where he provides business attire for high schoolers and helps prepare them for after school. There's Cam's Kindness Week, where he visits so many young people in need, as well as helping with backpacks of food for kids and a literary project with Little Free Libraries. And Cam, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. So I just listed all these cool things you do in our community. So tell us, first of all, what inspires you to give back to the community?
What inspires me to give back to the community is just I was a kid at one time and I had a lot of great role models. And I just think I don't want to provide opportunities, ways for other kids to give back and other kids to thrive in this crazy world. And I understand that I'm more blessed than others, but doesn't mean these kids can't be blessed as well.
So, Cam, you're known to be a leader, not just in our community, but within the team of the Steelers as the team captain. For kids who are listening to the podcast with their parents, how would you describe what a leader is?
I would say a leader is someone who does right when no one's looking, you know, goes out of their way to do what's right for the team, being intentional. Every opportunity you get, you should take advantage of and try to either help or better our communities. And on the field, I think it's having those honest conversations So we can uphold those standards that we set.
You know, it's sort of what you're doing even when nobody's looking. I think for little kids who might think that a leader is just really visible and we see all the big, impressive things they're doing, you know, people see the incredible things you do on the field. But I love that you're saying that it's not just that. It's what's going on when there's no camera on you and nobody's looking and you're just sticking with what you think is right. That's really neat.
For me, I personally, if there was no camera, I would love it even more. But, you know, I think the one thing I always try to do at all my events and, you know, these really cool things is get to know the kids and try to understand what they're going through. And I don't think that needs to be captured on media, but to have a relationship and see what they're going through and see what they're thriving at, I think you can create a better relationship. And then you get to understand that you might not understand, but down the road, they might be in a moment where they say, hey, that conversation really changed my life. And providing opportunities like that go a long way.
And I know your dad, you've said, has had a big role in your life. He was also a football player at Pitt and the NFL, but sadly died when you were in high school. Tell us how that impacted you and then also inspired you to give back even more.
My dad had a larger-than-life personality, and even in his time in college at Pitt, he had lasting memories with everyone he met. And so when I finally got drafted here, I still got to hear those stories, and I still got to experience what it was like to have my dad around. And so in my life, I've just tried to emulate that and have that lasting impact on somebody's life. That way they remember those moments, and you know they're better because of it.
So at Kidsburgh, we do a lot of articles either helping parents find some of the resources they might need if there are needs, or other families may come to Kidsburgh looking for ways that they can help others in the community. So we wondered, as you help out the community through your foundation, what are some of the kinds of needs that you see among kids in the Pittsburgh area?
The needs vary, whether it's food and shelter, providing blessings in the backpack, where we would do on the weekends for kids who might eat during the week but don't always have a way of having a meal coming to them on the weekend. But you know, there's also different needs. There's also, with Craig's in the Closet, we provide suits for young men, and so now they have a vehicle so that they can be prepared for job interviews, college interviews, proms, you know. And providing that, I think, is, you know, instill confidence in the kids we've dealt with. And also Little Free Libraries. We're able to provide books for kids who just want a chance to read.
Well, and you've got three kids of your own now. How old are they, Cam?
Yes, they're 8, 6, and 4.
Wow. Okay. So what do you say to your own kids about how to be a leader and maybe, you know, other kids who are listening right now?
Honestly, I tell my kids, you know, it's okay to stand out. It's okay to be different. You don't need to follow what's in or what's cool to stand out and be different and do what's right. I think that's how you be a leader.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. I think for so many parents, that's sort of that's the kind of stuff that's on their minds. So you work with a lot of kids who come from disadvantaged backgrounds. What do you say to kids who may be really looking to be their best selves, but they don't necessarily have abundant resources right there within sight, you know, that make it easy? What do you say when you're working with those kids?
You know, when I'm working with those kids, I'm more saying we're going to give you the opportunity to jumpstart what your dreams are and how to beat your situations. We can't control what environment you're in, but you can control how you act, how you thrive, and how you go about it. And I think instilling into the kids and say, you're on a journey and you're just at the very beginning of it. This isn't the destination you want, but we can work towards getting to the destination you want.
Nice. And you have reached incredible achievements in your life as a Steeler, a philanthropist, a family man. But of course, you've had to overcome obstacles. Can you share maybe a story where you had to overcome an obstacle and how that helped you become a better person?
I think the biggest obstacle in my life was when my dad passed away. I was in high school. He passed away when I was away at a basketball tournament, and I didn't have him for my senior year. But I had other people step up in my life that helped prepare me and get me ready for college, whether it was my mom, you know, her working, her going with me on college interviews. I felt like she went above and beyond, just making sure me and my brothers were okay. You know, I had coaches that had gone through the same thing, losing a parent, that were big in my life. And then I had good friends as well that, you know, understood my dreams and what I wanted to accomplish. And they always steered me in the right direction as well.
And for kids who might look at you and say, wow, this is Cam Hayward. I see him on TV on the Steelers, playing for the Steelers. What advice do you have for kids who might think, that's such a huge dream? How could I even reach my dreams, whatever those may be?
Every kid's entitled to their own dream. And how can I help you continue to keep fostering and feeding that dream? We've all had dreams. And I think it's how much you feed to it, how much you do for it, how much you do things around. You know, I always like to think about the saying, shoot for the moon and end up in the stars. Because, you know, if you have high expectations of yourself, you're going to end up in the right place where you want to be.
Sounds like that's great advice both for the kids and also for the parents supporting their kids in those dreams. Well, Cam, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've inspired a lot of kids and parents.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I loved it and enjoyed it.
Great. And we really appreciate everything you do for the community. You're inspiring and you're really making a difference in people's lives. So thank you for being a part of Kidsburg.
Thank you for having me.
It's incredible how much time and effort he really puts into this. I mean, I know we do hear a lot about a lot of sports stars who take a little bit of time to do something charitable, but clearly this is a major operation. I was so impressed about a year or so ago when we had a story about the Craig's Closet, the effort that he's made to open up these sort of clothing areas at 10 different high schools in the Pittsburgh area so that young boys at the high schools, if they need, you know, a nice shirt for a job interview or something like that, they know they can go there and they know that this guy who's kind of a hero in the community has made sure they have these nice clothes to wear. I can just imagine how inspiring that is for them.
Well, and it is. And I got to talk to some of these young men when I did a TV KDKA story with them. And it was so cool just how they looked up to Cam. And then they actually got to talk to him and see he's a real guy, a great guy. He doesn't have to do this, but he loves to do it. And so it really shines through. And you can actually see my Kidsburg and KDKA stories that I've done with Cam at kidsburg.org and get a link to his foundation and how you can help at kidsburg.org/podcast.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
So Cam Hayward knows what it's like to use social media for good, but we also know that there's a lot on social media and online that ranges from the good to the bad to the ugly. YouTube and TikTok are huge favorites with the younger generation. I think most parents are probably aware of that. So we wanted to ask teenagers, given how much time so many of our kids spend looking at videos, what is it that you like about YouTube and TikTok?
So here's what students at SLV Radio's Youth Media Center found out from their peers.
What I like about YouTube is like, it's way more than TikTok. Because TikTok, like, it gives you like what happens right now. But in YouTube, it gives you a whole variety. Like, you can go back to older videos if you want to. So I feel like, yeah, I kind of like them both.
It's a big reason why a lot of kids compare themselves or envy things or stuff, because they see things they want. So I feel like it could be great for entertainment, but it also is a great way to get you wrapped up in things you don't need to be wrapped up in. So just to be cautious of what you're watching on there and how much time you spend on there.
Now, YouTube and TikTok, they're teenagers, adults who want to escape from the real world after school or after work and stuff. But on the other hand, you have children going TikTok, but they don't know what it is. But there's like challenges, there's daily art stuff. I mean, I'm a social media guy myself, but I try to keep myself in the real world instead of digital.
I think that YouTube and TikTok and all these social medias, I think they're good because they help people connect when they have nobody. And for somebody who is in quarantine, like everybody went through it, but I was in quarantine for 4 years and then I went online school, so I've just been isolated. It's been really good to have something to do besides, you know, play games and stuff, because when you're online, you can find your own groups of people. Well, they are addicting, you know. They're not the best tool for everything, and I think people still should go outside, don't just socialize online. They're definitely good, and there's a bad side to everything, but I think social media mostly has a good side.
Wow, we packed so much into this Kidsburg podcast.
And we've got two more dropping in the next 2 weeks, so be sure to subscribe so you're the first to get them.
And we hope you'll join us at kidsburg.org, where we have a team of talented writers gathering all there is to know for parents in the Pittsburgh area and all around the country.
We'll see you next time.
This is Felix. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Allegheny Commons, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
Don't miss our next Kidsburg podcast episode when we discover how magicians learn their tricks from Mr. Masato, who you can see do his tricks in Pittsburgh. He is so inspiring about how he got to where he is and how he does his magic. We also learn how libraries are so much more than books. Plus, we ask teenagers, if you had kids, what kind of phone rules would you put in place for them? Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org for all the interesting, fascinating things happening in our community for kids and families, and all the resources and ideas that can help make it easier to raise your kids. Subscribe weekly to the free Kidsburg newsletter.